You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is Jose Mourinho's 100th Premier League home game in charge of Chelsea. He's won 76 and lost just one of the previous 99. So clearly, Derek, Palace up against it. However, Alan Pardew does know how to set his sides up to win away from home in the Premier League.
I made a vow at the beginning of the season, back Palace at big prices away from home at the big clubs, because I think they'll give them a few problems. And this falls under that banner, doesn't it? 8-1. I'm giving them half a squeak here.
Is it big enough, Derek?
It is big enough. When you consider that Watford are, 11-1 to win at Man City, not much bigger, is it, really? And, you know, Palace are a team that will claim scalps. I can't say the same for Watford. I think the big battle, of course, will be for the mirror between the two managers. I just love Palace last season. The way they went about away games. I remember a game against Liverpool. I think it was at home, by the way. They just look capable of scoring every time they break away from home. And this is a Chelsea side that so far I haven't convinced. I tell you what, because I'll do a lay here. It's early in the season. I'm going to be Mr. Safe, Mr. Cautious. I'm going to go for Palace with a goal. That's it. With a goal start at 21-10.
Okay, Palace plus one at 21-10. And I mentioned that Chelsea stat and how strong Mourinho's been at home. This does look to be a different Chelsea side. They conceded two against Swansea, three against Man City, two against West Brom. In previous seasons, Jose Mourinho Chelsea have been defensively solid. This one doesn't look the same.
Not at the minute, no, it doesn't. And John Terry had a nightmare start to the season, hasn't he, really? But I think the addition of Pedro will start to have... look, he looked like he got off the plane, put his boots on and went and played, didn't he? It's like he's played with those players all his life, fitted in straight away, and I think they're going to see great things from him. Maybe not all season. You know, it might be a little bit of an Angel de Maria thing where he starts off the season brilliantly and then just fades off a little bit. But I think for the next few weeks, we're going to see him really have an influence. The way he changed that team was really interesting. It suddenly gave Eden Hazard a new lease of life, because suddenly there weren't two players on him. They had to look after Pedro, and that another player on Pedro and only one on Hazard then meant Willian had more space just behind the two of them, and suddenly then Diego Costa's getting more service. So I think it really means a lot to them going forward, the addition of Pedro, and that of course then eases some of the pressure on the defence, because the opposition are sinking back a few more yards and having to deal with more attacks from Chelsea. But I agree with Derek, and Palace, I thought they would give Arsenal some problems when they played Arsenal 2 weeks ago. They did, and Arsenal managed to get past them, scoring two goals to the one. I thought Crystal Palace would beat Villa, but I don't think he sorted them out defensively. Two clean sheets in 20 games it is, and under his stewardship. I'm going to go the same way here with the Arsenal game. I think Palace will give Chelsea some problems, and I think with the defensive frailties, and with, more importantly, with the way that Palace can counter-attack. The interesting thing about Palace is that they are having plenty of shots on goal. But, they're also, I think it's 13 shots the average on per game. Six on target. That's a really high ratio in the Premier League. You're only talking about the likes of, Arsenal, Man City. Actually, Swansea have bettered that as well this season. I think that's a really good ratio. So they're clinical when they do counter-attack. So I'm going to go for Chelsea to win the game, but both teams to score here. And it might take them a little while to put Crystal Palace to bed. That's 11-5 compared to the 1-3.
Yeah, I like
that a lot.
Yeah, I like that. If you're thinking about playing Chelsea, you need to be on that 11-5.
I do expect a run here. I expect Chelsea to get on a run now, and not slip up for much in the next. I think they'll have just shaken off. It's almost like the start of the season last week for me.
That's a massive difference in price, there, isn't it? I mean, if you are a Chelsea backer, why would you take the 1-3? Because Palace could easily score in this. Yeah, that's good call, that one. Even though I'm going for Palace.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.